Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Learning Mesechta Yumin Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a whole discussion of Bigdei Kuna is Nidda L'Hanis Man. Are you allowed to have a non from Bigdei Kuna? Are you allowed to wear the Bigdei Kuna Shalei B'Shas Avaydu? The Gemara says Gemara is Tashma Bigdei Kuna Yetzim L'Dina Asir to go out of the base of Mikdash is Asir V'Mikdash Bein B'Shas Avaydu M'Shalei Savaydu Mutter Nishim Bigdei Kuna Nidda L'Hanis Man. Bigdei Kuna, you can have enough from it. As I state in the Gemara. What's the pshat? Why could you have enough from Bigdei Kuna? Bigdei Kuna, a Kaddish. You're not going to have enough from a Dove, a Kaddish. So Tais brings down the Gemara in Kedushin that says that Lenin Neter Lamalachay Asharis. They can wear it Shalai B'Shas Aveda because Lenin Neter Lamalachay Asharis. So it was bothered. The Gemara had a sign over here that you could take the Bigdei Kuna and put it on the head when you're sleeping. Where's the Nina Tala Malcha Asheris for that? When the Gemara was discussing it, the Gemara said, Avirai is Nidnul Anis, because it says that the Kahanim used to put it under the head to sleep. So it's Avirai Nidnul Anis. The Gemara says, no, they didn't put it under the head, they put it on the side of the head. Avirai says, if you have Nidnul Anis, you could put it on the head to sleep. So where's the Nidnul Tala Malcha Asheris? As I affect the Ritva. Ever the Ritva, cave the Ishtimi Ishtimi. Once it's Mutter, I feel Achav Shat, even after you took it off. Why? Because Dilma Mishlan Misanim and Acharav Shatta. Now, as he's learning, Lenin Neteil Malach Asheris is a little bit loose. The point is, and he says this a little bit in Kedushin also, if you're going to say Kahanim could only wear it by Aveda, and if they wear it Shalei B'Shas Aveda, Oiva Me'ila, it's not going to work out. They're going to forget, it's going to happen, people are going to wear the Bigdei Kuna. Has to be a Heter, even Shalei B'Shas Aveda, because they could forget, it's not Shayach to enforce that they can only wear it B'Shas Aveda. Now, the Yishenim, Teiz Rishonim, Teiz Rosh, the Ritvam, they usually all say similar. They ask the Kasha, when the Gemara asks the Kasha, typically Mishum Klein. The Gemara asks the Kasha, if they're putting it under their head, anyway you're not allowed to. It's Klein, Shatnez. So they want to know, why is Lenin Netela Malachi Asharis Aswara for Me'ila and not for Klein? Why was it so Pasha to the Gemara? What's the Pshat? By Klein we understood. The Torah said you could wear it, yeah, but only B'Shas Aveda, otherwise it's Shatnez. But when it comes to Hektish, we say, no, Lenin Netel Malchei Asharis is like a blanket hat to even Shalei B'Shas Aveda. What's a chilek? Why do you say Lenin Netel Malchei Asharis? It would be Matadis and Shatnez also. So they all say the Teretz, that once it's Nidnu L'Hanis Lehen, not B'Shas Aveda, so it's already not B'chal Kachi Hashem. They're like Kachim Kalim, or Kachim Shlechazi L'Akramim, the Chayim means Kachim Shemesu, that doesn't have Me'ila. When you have Kachim, which aren't used for Hektish, you have Kachim Kalim, which actually is used for Hektish, but people could be Nene from it, so it's not called Kach Hashem. You have Kachim, which Hektish has no use for. Who would then Bigdei Kuna, which is not really Kachim Kalim, and it's also something Hektish could use, but once you say it's Nidnu L'Hanis Behen, then already it's completely, it doesn't have a Me'ila. It's not called Katshe Hashem. That's a little bit shver, because even if there's no Me'ila, Pashas there isn't, this is the Raisa to be Nana from Hektish. So it's a little shver to get it together. In other words, for Shatnez we say, that we don't say the Netel Malach Asharis, we say Shatnez is Asir. For Me'ila we say like this, that since Al Karchach, there's a certain amount which is going to be Mutta Shalai B'Shas Avaydam, and that gives you the Nidnu L'Hanis Men, so already you lose the whole Din Me'ila, and then there's no Isir altogether. And why is this? Daminisit to minen from Hektish? Not so clear. The Michas Ram speaks about it, but it won't be Marich. Now that's one Mahalach. There's one Mahalach in the Yishenim that says that the Yisayin of the Heter is that for the first you start with Nidnu L'Hanis Mehen. But that would be, I guess, limited to Lenit Neter L'Malachi Asheris. But then from that comes that it's not B'chal Kachi Hashem, it's Kachim Kalim, B'Kach Mishlei Chazal HaKravim, and Memele is no Me'ila, and Memele is Mutter across the board. Now the Teretz of Rosh has another Teretz. He says that you say Leiv is a Masna Leiv. And that's not even Shalei B'Shas Aveda. Yes, it's understood that it's very difficult for the Kahanim to be Nizer. So Mela doesn't say, okay, we're going to make it that it's not considered Kaddish Legabi wearing a Shalei B'Shas Aveda. The Mefarish in Talmud, it's not Rashi, but it's one of the Yishenim who's Mefarish Mesech the Talmud Afkav Zayinim and Aleph. He says this where it was so. The big day kuna menashi ahena ben afilu shloi b'shas avaydik shi ektishim etchilu utanai bezin hi. It's also the Ritva in Kedushim, now like the Ritva here, The Dvar Gedushin says that if they be mile, then b'shigasei, so they'll constantly be mile. Like we said, it wouldn't work. That they should remain b'kedusha and it shouldn't be a din me'ila. But the Taisus Shanim and the Ritva reject that pshat. They say you can't say lay bas and lay because lay matzinu kedusha lechatzon. Lay bezin could tell you that it's not kaddish. It could be afkav of the kedusha, but they are kaddish. They have to be kaddish, otherwise it won't be a big nekuna. So while they're kaddish, they still could be nenadem shleibus asavai. Then you can't say lay bezin maslay. It's interesting, machlekes. The Taisus Rosh and one of the Taritzim, the Mefarish and Tamid, the Ritva and Kedusha. Say, Lay Bez and Mashleim could work, even though they're Kaddish, but when you want to wear them Shleibush as a Veda, they don't have it in Kaddish. It's not Kaddish when they get to ask the Shleibush as a Veda. Tez Shanim and the Ritva here say, can't be. He can't have a Kedusha Lechatzon. Lay Bez and Mashleim could be that it won't be Kaddish. But it can't be a Kedusha that you couldn't have an offer. So, because you have two Mahalchim so far, why you could be Nen from the why you can be nana? It says, the Malach HaShoris, but how is that a matter? And you see, it's not matter Kalayim. The Tarot says, either because, since it's Nidnul Ahanis Mehen, because Lidnul Malach HaShoris, it doesn't have Mi'ila, and once it doesn't have Mi'ila, it's going to be Mutter and Gansin. Or, Hektish could work, when it's Lidnul Malach HaShoris, we say, Lei Bezin Masna, to limit the Kedush and Alayi Tavano. Now, as a Machlaikis Rishaynim, Taisus here, the Master Big Dekuna, that says that it's mashma kedushim. He says that filu ba'azara asla chilu leiv shem shalayu l'tzarech aveda. Even though the Gemara here only makes a chilu between in the azara and out of the azara, but Tei says that it's mashma kedushim even in the azara. You're now on the weird shalayu l'tzarech aveda, because the Gemara only matters asla nidu tel amalchei asharis, means to take it off right away. It's mashma that l'chachilu to put it on is asa, because now you could be nizer. So the Beis Halevi talks about it, it's in Chelek Aleph Siman Beis Eisi Dalet, and he says, once you see that you can wear it a little bit after the Aveda, already you can't be Mechalek, and already now give you a heter to wear it completely after the Aveda. But to put it on Metchila, then already not. Now Rashi in Kedushin Nafsamach Vav, is Mevor that even Lechachila you can wear it. That's what he says about Yanei HaMelech, that the reason why you can put on the tzitz, which Taisus is bothered with, is because Yelani, with big dekuna. The Dvar says, move it away. The Dvar that I mentioned, that said, that you could be makapul or tachas v'sheim, the pshat is, once it's mutter in ganzen, because no mishtali. But I would think it depends. If the svar is leiv bez the masna leim, then you can make the chiluk taisus mix. And shal is leiv bez the masna leim. So leiv bez the masna leim is only that you don't have to take it off right away. And once you don't take it right away, so there's no shear when you could take it off. You could take it off whenever you get around to it, whenever you want. Putting it on, that's aser. But if the svar is because there's no me'ila, so what's the chil of keeping it on or putting it on metchila? That's what I would think. Now, Taisin Kedushin seems to have a third svar. This is what the Beis Halevi says. Back in the same shan and Taisin Kedushin will be now like the Beis Halevi. See, Taisin Kedushin brings Rashi. The Gemara there says, has a whole incident of Yanei HaMelech that people are trying to get him against the Chachamim, so they told him to put on the tzitz, and then they'll challenge you because they thought maybe he was a son of a Shvuyah, all Gemara there. But nice days, if he was a Kohen Gadol, he would be allowed to wear the tzitz. That's what Taisus Medayik. So Rashi there says in Kedushin, because it says in Perek Beis, Big Nekunin, Nidin Lohanis Mehen. So Taisus there, his Nusach is like this, Adarabba, Mashem Mehasam, the Miyad Sheyachayel Nafshitam, Ezkukal Nafshitam, he says, that Gemara, why does it say it's mutter? Because the Nidatel Malchi Asharis, Vice Dice and the Lashon of Taisus is right away when you could take him off, you have to take it off. It's only because the Nidatel Malchi Asharis, but if you could take it off, Avani, you have to take it off right away. So you see from Taisus Chayyim a third Shita. This is how the Beis Halevi sets up. There are three Shitas, he says. We have Shitas Rashi and Kedushin that says you're allowed to put it on. We have Shitas Taisus over here that says you're not allowed to put it on the chatchila, but once it's on, you're allowed to keep it on. And we have Taisus and Kedushin, which says you have to take it off right away. There's only a head of the Nidatel HaMalchei HaShoris, you have to take it off right away. So the shaila is, so what's Pshat in Agamara that says the Kohen Gadol, he could continue wearing the Big Day Bud because Big Day couldn't Nidatel HaMalchei HaShoris. But obviously he could take it off. It says if he wants to wear the big day, but he could, and if he wants, he could wear it's Dallas Lovin. So obviously he could take it off. So what's from Shannon Agamara? Elamai, you're gonna have to say that the real hetu was because of Tzarech Havait, like the Gemara says, and who didn't have Maslameim Lutameich? Chaisisht. But all Gemara, the Gemara by Achila, and then the Gemara says Achila Tzarech Havait, then he says Hiluch, and the Gemara says Hiluch, also he wouldn't be able to do, but Vaisis on the Tzan, that needed her Lamalchish, you could do Achila, you could do Hiluch, it sounds like even if you could take it off, it'll be Matu. Maybe you'll say in all of them, who didn't have Maslameim Lutameich? But it's very schwer. The Gemara here is not Mashma. That the tzan of Big Dei Kuna is Nidna L'Hanis Man means you have to take it off right away. You see, I have another problem. If you have to take it off as soon as humanly possible, what's the tzan of Loi Nidna L'Hanis Man? What's the tzan of Loi Nidna L'Hanis Man? The tzan of Loi Nidna L'Hanis Man means that you have to get undressed right there in the Azara as soon as the Aved is over and not keep it off even an extra second? If your Lashon is, as soon as you could, you have to do it. So what's the Svar of Loi Nidna L'Hanis Man? Did you have to do it before you could? What does it mean? A very shver tesis. But La'achar Ian, I think the pshat is like this. I saw in the Pirush HaRosh in Tamid, Dafchav Zayin Amid Beis, that the Rosh says like this. This is what was Ma'arim. The Rosh says, Shemaim in a big dekun in the L'Hanis Man, K'loi Ma'ari says, Shaloi b'makam avayitik yachar b'veis amaykin, uplukti hi b'yuma. He says, Shmami na big dekun in Atlantis, man. Shloi b'makam avayit, like here b'beisimaykit, who's going on the case of the kahanim that they were putting it under their heads. And he says, that's a machlokes in Yuma. Avol b'toich ha'azor l'kuli al-mashari. But in the azor is mutter. Why? D'l'itay l'malachi ha'asharis. So you see from the Rosh, Amir Dikazach, not like Taisus here. Taisus here learns that the Gemara in Kedusha Nafnun Dalit that says, L'nidna tel l'malchay asharis, in reference to Big Dei Kuna, that's l'man the Amar Big Dei Kuna nidna l'anis man. And that's all the Rishayim here learn. Taisa Shanim, Taisa Rosh, Ritva. But Taisa, the Rosh here in Talmud is saying the opposite. The Rosh is saying, Big Dei Kuna nidna l'anis man means out of the Azara. In the Azara, everyone holds its mutter. Why? Because l'nidna tel l'malchay asharis. So Vaisis is two sugyas. There's a second Kedusha Nafna Dal of Nidna Tel Malach HaSharis, which everybody holds. But that's only in the Azar. And there's a Sugya in Yuma and in Tamid and Big Dei Kuna, Nidna L'Hanis Man, and that's out of Nazar, and that's a Machlokes, he says. So, Oim Ezoi, this is Pshat Tais and Kedusha Naf Samach Vav. Rashi said that he's a land of wind that sits because the Gemara says in Nafna Dalin that Big Dei Kuna is Nidna L'Hanis Man. Tais says, no. The Gemara after the Dalin says, L'nidna tel l'malchi asharis. That means you're not going to have anah. That means you have to take it off right away. You're just having anah, the time it takes to walk out of Nazara and take it off. As soon as you could take it off, then you have to take it off. That's what the Gemara in the Dalin means. But Fakir, the Gemara in the Dalin is going like the man, the Amman, big dekuna, l'nidna l'anis man. What Agamara will call l'nidna l'anis man. But the Chayyah, you're going to ask, so what was this kasha? Let him say the Yane HaMelech, that Sugya of Yane HaMelech was going like the Gemara here. The Gemara here, the Maskana is that Big Dei Kuna Nidna L'Hanis Man. And like we said, that's not Nidna Tel HaMelech HaSharis. That's just a different town. So I don't know, but maybe the emissary of Bekimegan Gilly Nashas is Mitzayin Arash and Kalim Pelagaf Mishnetes. And he writes there that the Maskana of our Sugya is Big Dei Kuna Loi Nidna L'Hanis Man. Chaya Pliya. The Maskana of the Sugya is Big Dei Kuna Nidna L'Hanis Man. But it sounds like he had a different Gersa. So Stam and that's what Taisin Kedusha means. So it's not the pshat that Taisin Kedusha is going like the man, going like the Gemara here, that Big Dei Kuna is Nidna L'Hanis Man, and he's explaining that means because L'Nidna Tel Malchus Hasharis, and that means you have to take it off right away. That's not called Nidna L'Hanis Man. The whole thing here is Mavura. There'll be mutter more than that. You could wear the Yitzdalus Lavan. You could do Hiluch. You could do Achiluch. But he holds that our sugya's maskana, like the Rash says in Kalim, is Loin in the Landis Man. The only head that comes to the Gemara in Kedusha Nafnandala, which is Linda Tala Malachi Asharis. And that would mean that you have to take it off as soon as possible. As if a Shaykh Tays in Kedusha. But if in the Agamara, the way we have it, that the maskana is Big Dei Kuna in the Landis Man, there's two stada. Tays is here that says only when it's already on, because then you still have the Surah of Linda Tala Malachi Asharis, because of Leipluk. But you're not allowed to put it on. And the Ritva says, no, L'nidna tel l'malchay asharis would already make a heter across the board. Pais and Kedushin, I'm learning, is going like what our sugi will call lame in the Lenis land. You still would have the sort of limit to tell the Malach HaSharis that you wanted to take it off Mamish right away, but as soon as possible, you will leave to take it off. Now, there's another Machalik Zishayim in regard to Shatnez by Big Dekuna. Pais and Menachas, and the Zishayim, they bring this also. They bring Rabbeinu Tav. Question is, the Gemara says, Medina the Gemara, if you have a Talas Shel Pishtan and you have Tchelis, so you could put the Tchelis in the Talas Shel Pishtan. There's a din of a Seder Chalais to say, Yidilim Tassel Lecha Lesul B'Shatnes, that B'makim Tzitzis, you're allowed to put in, you're allowed to wear Shatnes. So you have a Beged of Pishtan, and Tchelis has to be wool, and Memela, you could have the Heter to wear Shatnes, of a talon shel pishtan and tzitzis of tchelis, which is wool, and say der chalais to say. So when the Tam holds that once it's mutter across the board. Even let's say you're not being mekayin the mitzvah, even at night, which is not zman tzitzis, so you're not being mekayin the mitzvah tzitzis at night, but the beg it becomes mutter. That's your Rebbeinu Tam svar. So Tais is there, and Menachas asks the Kasha, the Gemara in Erichin says that kahanim are only mutter b'shas avayda. But Shalai B'Shas Avayda, they're not mutter. The Gemara has a tzad that maybe Kanam apart from Tzitzis, because since they don't have a din of Kalayim, so Menela, since they don't have, they're not mutter on Shatnez, because they can wear Big Dekuna has Shatnez, so Menela, they'd be part of from Tzitzis. The Gemara says, no, but they're only mutter B'Shas Avayda, Shalai B'Shas Avayda not. But according to Ben Tam, if they're mutter be Big Dekuna, it's even Shalai B'Shas Avayda. As I fact, Taisus on the Beinu Tam. So Taisus there has two possible terutzim. One is that Beinu Tam says dafka by a beged pishtan, but by big tikkuna you don't say the svara that it becomes mutter legam. And he says two different svaras. One is that the psukim say lesil b'shatnes gedilim tasalucha, and you have a darshan smichus that when you have gedilim, it's even when it's shatnes. So that's like hagdar in the mitzvahs kalayim. The Issach Kalayim wasn't given by Makam Tzitzis. A little bit shvarer, so how do you know then Asay the Chalaisa say? If the Pshat and the Pasuk is that there is no Issach Kalayim, you don't need the Asay, so how do you know Asay the Chalaisa say? I'm not sure. But he says, that's the Pshat. By Big Dekuna, it never says clearly that you don't have an Issach Kalayim. It just rather tells you to wear Big Dekuna, which happened to be Kalayim. But it means that there is an Issach Kalayim. It's Mutal L'Sarach HaVayna. But here, the psukim of Gdilim Tasachal, the Slub HaShatnes, are telling you there is no Issach Kalayim by Beged Shel Pishtan. That's his first teretz. The second teretz is, no, Big Dekuna also mutter Shalai B'Shas Avayda. When the Gemara says that you should know that Kahanim Amuzer on Shatnes, they just be Eden Avayda, it's mutter, but not Shalai B'Shas Avayda, it doesn't mean Dafke Eden Avayda. It means Shalai B'Shas Avayda is going to be Ashara to wear Kalayim and other Begadim. But the Big Dekuna are mutter even Shalai B'Shas Avayda. B'Shas Avayda, he wears Kalayim Amish. Shalai B'Shas Avayda is Muzer not to wear Kalayim if not Big Dekuna. But Big Dekuna, you have the same head that remained in time by Big Dekuna. Yeah, all this is in the Taisa Shanim and Taisa Rosh in the Udva here. So Taisa, it's also in the Rosh in Ilchus Tzitzis and Ilchus Kalayim. But come this, we have an interesting machlokes, two terutzim of Taisa. One teretz of Taisus is that Rabbeinu Tam's svara, Rabbeinu Tam's yisayid, that a beged pishtan, which is mutet with tchelis, is even shalei b'makim, it's even at night, doesn't apply to Big Dekuna. Big Dekuna, have an Issach Shatnes, is the only mutter l'tzarech aveidah. Shalei l'tzarech aveidah don't mean Issach Shatnes. And what's the chilek? Either the psukim are telling you there's a heter on a beged pishtan because of the smichas and gudilim tasalucha, and Leisul B'Shatnes, that the whole Leisul B'Shatnes doesn't apply to Tzitzis. So it's Dafka there, Mashegim and Big Dekuna, they happen to be Shatnes, you happen to have to wear them, but they have an Issach Shatnes, it's just Mutal Tzarech HaVeidah. Or another story, and I mentioned it before, that a Beged, an ordinary Beged, which is meant for your Hanah, and the Torah says, you're lying weird, but Makam Shatnes, the Torah said that there's a Seder Chalais to say, so good, this Beged becomes Mutter. But Big Dekuna, not meant for your Hanah. Big Dekuna are clothes for the Avedis Meis HaMikdash. So you don't have this blanket hat there that the Torah said you could do whatever you want with that. But according to both these two Svaris, the whole hat there been a time was said, Dafka by client, by Beged Pishta, not by Big Dekuna. But then Taisa says a second Svar, then no, Rabbeinu Tam's hat there applies to Big Dekuna as well. And what does the Gemara mean? Nay, the ishvi b'shas avayda shaloi b'shas avayda mi ishvi. It means that the client was mutter b'shas avayda shaloi b'shas avayda mi big day chayil itzal ishvi. Big day kun is mutter b'shaloi b'shas avayda. So vaskum tais l'maisa. If a client wears his avnet shaloi b'shas avayda, is he even is a client or not? Lefi the first teretz of Tosis, yes, he is even is a client. The heter of klayim is a seidah chalei sasei, when he has to do it for tzarech migdei kuna. But otherwise, he's even is a klayim. Lefi taisa second teretz, no, there is no is a klayim. Once a beged has a heter for klayim for a seidah chalei sasei, who and then that heter would apply across the board, even by migdei kuna? So machleik is Rambam and Raivid also. The Rambam and Ilchus klayim, the last halach and Ilchus klayim, Perikud Allah Alam Adbei says, Kahanim Shalosh Yabig Dekuna Shalai B'Shas Avaydu Leikim Ne'a Avne Chush Chu Klayim. V'hutju Ba'al B'Shas Avaydu Shemit Sasei Kamaya Tzitzis. The Rambam Paskins, if a Kayim wears his Avne Shalai B'Shas Avaydu, he gets Malkus. It's Shatnes. It's only Mutter B'Shas Avaydu, which is a Mitzah Sei V'Tzitzis. But the Raivin argues, the Raivin says, I have a Gemara in Yuma not that way. The Gemara in Yuma says, that big day kun is mutter shalai b'shas avayd, right? The Gemara's maskana was big day kun ayitzman lemedina also migdash beim b'shas avayd beim shalai b'shas avayd is mutter. So I have a Gemara that says it is no mitzvah shatnas. It says it's mutter. What does the Rambam do with that raya? Zok the kasher mishnah mikorkas. It means an other big day kuna, the ksainus, the mitzvahsayim, the mitzvahfes, but the avnet is shatnas, and now be also even shalai b'shas avayd. Now the problem with the Raivin and the second Teretz of Tosfos is, what do you do with the Gemara before that says v'tei b'klayim mishum klayim? The Gemara before said mafurish that there isn't a nisa klayim but big dekunim. The Gemara said that if the pshan and the mishum tamen is that they put the big dekunim under the head, there'll be a nisa klayim. The Gemara says no, it's kashim and by kashim it's atzah, it's mutter. But what's a kasha? Big dekunim doesn't have a nisa klayim. So the Rishonim already say, Taisus there, Menachas, and the Rishonim bring down, that when you have this blanket heter, that once it's mutl, it's erech avayd, it becomes mutl, it's only in Levisha. But Hatzah is a separate issa. So when you have a new issa of Hatzah, of putting it on you without Levisha, then the Matziah Tachtav, that would be also, that you wouldn't have the heter that comes from Levisha. And they also have to be Mechalak, that by Pishdan, by Tzemeh B'Pishdan, by Tchelis in the Talashal Pishdan, there, the Heter wasn't originally given for Levisha. The Heter was given for everything. So Mele, it's mutter for everything, even Shleib Maka Mitzah. Mashen Cain, by Big Dekuna, where the Heter was given only for Levisha. So since the Heter was given only for Levisha, the Heter doesn't apply to Atzah. So the Shai Gesayim brings this all down in Simen Chavtas. And he says, that lechayra fakertish ver. Why did the Gemara bring in v'tepik lemishim klayim only after the Gemara said that they put it under their heads? Why didn't we ask it before? When the Gemara said lo yishenim v'big dekaydish shinuhu d'lay hamichel achli. Why did the Gemara say tepik lemishim klayim? Lo yimahalchem v'big dekaydish shenuhu d'lay hamuchim ahalchi. Why did the Gemara say tepik lemishim klayim? Elamai, the Gemara understood faker that wearing it is no isaklayim. This isaklayim starts off by atzah, and when the Taisa Shana makes his diak, lachayis is a rayon the other way. What was the whole Gemara discussing? If big dekun is nidlanis by lanin nidlanis behet, you have another problem. You have a problem of shanis, and the Gemara never brought it in. The first time the Gemara brought in the problem of shanis when we weren't talking about levisha, we were talking about atzah. Vice nice that big dekun and nidlanis behet we matter levisha. But it won't be matter at saw, so it will still be asa's client, but Levish will be mutter. So what's planned in the Rambam? What's planned in the first Teretz of Tosfos? So the Beis Halevi says that earlier it was just the diuk. I mean, the kasha from our mission, there was no client. The big day butz, there's no client at all. The kasha is from the original diuk of the Gemara. And the Gemara said, Lo yishenim the big day kaidesh, shinu the lo yahachuli mechli, achilu sarach aveda. Shinu the lo yahaluchim halchi. So the Gemara answered. But if you're making a diuk, then you could say that mechli ochli means with the other begadim, not with the avnet. There were big dekunim that weren't shatnas. So to met the other begadim. The reason why it said lo yishenim is because lo yishenim any of the big dekuna. Vashen kein achuli or haluchi, they could do with some of the big dekuna, because the big dekuna of the medicine man, aishan, is that they aren't shatnas. But you don't see clearly that the Mishnah is saying you're allowed to do the amnin also. Here, when it says they took the big dekuna, folded it up and put it under the head, that sounds like they took the avnei also. That's a daisik to say, it means the big dekuna without the avnet. So that's what I asked for Tabi, but then Mishim Klein. And the Gemara said the Tabi, it said it did, that's Kashim. But Al Kopanim, you have these two mahalchim. You have the mahalchim, the Gemara, that if big dekuna is nidna lahenis mem, now be matir issa klayim also. Because once the mutta like a benu tam, and that applies to big dekuna as well. But then you're going to have to say Hatzah is different. Only Levisha, not Hatzah. And that would explain why the Gemara only asked it when it's talking about it, put it under the head. But Lamaisa then would be mutter to wear the Avnet or so, and you wouldn't be in this decline. We have the Mahalach, the Rambam Shita, Taitz first Taitz and Menachah said there's a difference. By a beggar pitched on, that's a heter, either because the Pasuk says it's mutter, or because the beggar pitched on is Lahanah, so Mela wants it's mutter, has to be mutter across the board. Now Shein came big dekuna, but you don't have a pasuk saying it's mutter. It's not lana, so maybe you'd have an issur shatnas. And even lemaskana a big dekuna is nidal anisman, but not the avnet. The avnet would still have an issur shatnas. And the reason why the Gemara didn't ask it before, because before we weren't necessarily talking about the avnet. Hence that sa'as hasugya. And one more thing, Taisus the maskul big dekuna, he was discussing why Yanai HaMelech was allowed to wear the tzitz. And he says that according to the man, the Amma, Yidei al Mitzvah Miratzeh, he could have put it on because of Ritzit Tzitz. Put it on because of Ritzit Tzitz. And Ibn Adam says, no, Lekuli Amma, he could put it on because it says by the Tzitz, V'hai al Mitzvah Tamid. So you always allowed to wear a Tzitz. It's only the other begotten men allowed to wear it. The Tzitz, it says, V'hai al Mitzvah Tamid. You always have to wear the Tzitz. That's what Taisa says, you mask a big day kuna. Lamaisa, Taisa at the end, says, no, maybe Yanai did Shalai Kedin. The Ritva here in the Ramban and Kedushin also say, it's in the Ramban Yanai did Shalai Kedin. But one Nakuda, Taisus is Mashma, that if you need the tzitz to be Miratza, you could put on the tzitz without putting on the other begadim. The tzitz is Miratza, just wearing the tzitz. Even if you hold a day al mitzvah Miratza, all you have to do is wear the tzitz. The Mesalevi holds it's not trying such a thing. The Mesalevi, it's the Chalik Al Simaginal holds, no, the tzitz is only Miratza if you're wearing all the begadim. You can't just wear the tzitz. He wants to learn in Taisus also that way. And Taisus doesn't mean he just wore the tzitz. He wore the begadim. Now the problem is, if that's true, so if Taisus says it's a svara, that you can be matir or kain gadol to wear all the begadim because of ritzui tzitz, so what's the kasha from Shimon HaTzadik? Shimon HaTzadik put on the big dekuna, added the base of mikdash, he was a kain gadol. Maybe he put on the big dekuna because of ritzui tzitz. So the Beis Levi says the Gemara wanted to answer even like the Tanan holds. You don't need to wear the tzitz to be the tzitz. Even Enei Deil Mitzvah is Meratza. But Mamele has a Yishuv in the Rambam. The Rambam says, the Rambam that we mentioned says that a Kain Hedyit that wears the Begadim Shleibash has away this Eivan Kalayim because of the Avnet. Why did the Rambam say a Kain Hedyit? Why not a Kain Gadol? And then it doesn't only have to be the Avnet. It can be the Chayshil and the Eivan as well. They're also Kalayim. So what's Pshat in the Rambam that he says a Kain Hedyit that wears the Begadim Shalei B'Shas Avedah is Nisa Klein? What about a Kain Gadol? So the Beis Halevi says, no, a Kain Gadol could wear all the Begadim because he reads its tzitz. He says even at night, there's reads its tzitz v'naktaris evarim u'pedarim. And a lot of Achreinim won't mechad into this. The Imre Baruch, and the Goyis in the Tur Evin Chagiga Daf Yid Zayin, the Arts of Sechayim from the Malbim, and Simon Yid Ches of Kan Aleph, the Dvar of Rom, Chelik Beis, Simich Avdal, Beis Dal. A lot of people are mechavim to this word. And the Rambam says, a kain hedyit that wears the big dekuna shleibah shasavayda is chayim v'shem klayim because of shatnas, because of the avnet. Why don't you say the kain gadol? Because the kain gadol is allowed to wear the big dekuna. Since the Rambam paskins that ritzit tzitz you need to be on the kain gadol, so he can wear all the begadim in order to have a ritzit tzitz.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.